CNN News, Thomas Thomason in Washington. A meeting that could ultimately result in President Trump's biggest peace agreement to date takes place today. Mr. Trump sits down with Russian President Putin in Alaska.
Heading into today's one-on-one with Putin, the president is hopeful the session will lead to another.
There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing.
However, he cautions there won't be a second meeting if he doesn't get the answers he wants in Alaska. Ukrainian President Zelensky has warned that Putin is bluffing about wanting peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A showdown of sorts between the U.S. Attorney General and Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General. Fallout from President Trump's drive to rid the streets of D.C. of crime and homelessness.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a directive issued Thursday evening that DEA boss Terry Cole will assume, quote, powers and duties vested in the District of Columbia police chief. But D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab responded late Thursday that Bondi's directive was, quote, unlawful, arguing that it could not be followed by the city's police force. Schwab wrote in a memo to Chief Pamela Smith, quote, therefore, members of Metropolitan Police Department must continue to follow your orders and not the orders of any official not appointed by the mayor. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Noem says almost 2 million illegal aliens have self-deported since President Trump took office in January. Authorities in New York City awaiting the results of tests on a white powder mailed to offices of Homeland Security and ICE. California Governor Newsom wants to further tighten the Democrats' grip on the state. California voters will be asked to approve a redistricting plan designed to give the Democrats 5 more seats in the U.S. House. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 270 points. This is SRN News. Residents of Toronto have a message for the city government.
More than 10,000 have signed a petition urging the mayor and the council to stop spending public money on gay pride events. The petition states that $350,000 of taxpayer money have been given to Pride Toronto for a parade, quote, despite the event's history of public nudity and indecent displays in full view of families and children. While gay pride is promoted, Toronto is awash in crime, homelessness, and drug addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore millions of dollars in science grants it has withheld from UCLA, saying they were made in violation of an earlier ruling. The taxpayer funds are frozen as part of a wider effort by the administration to convince major universities to stop promoting the LGBT agenda and diversity, equity, and inclusion. UCLA also faces a Trump administration demand that it pay $1 billion to settle allegations of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Here's the proof there are still good, honest people in this world.
A retired Michigan auto worker got a Facebook message this summer from a stranger that said, "Did you lose your wallet?" Minnesota mechanic Chad Volk found Richard Guilford's billfold under the hood of a Ford Edge. It had fallen from his shirt pocket in 2014 when he was working at a Ford factory in suburban Detroit. The wallet still had $15 in it, plus Guilford's driver's license. Volk then mailed it to him. Guilford said, "This restores your faith in humanity." Jason Walker reporting.
Fed policymakers will be debating whether stubborn inflation or slower hiring is a bigger problem for the economy as they prepare for an annual conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming next week and a crucial policy meeting next month. More details at SRNnews.com.